Sefer Zayin Sefer Fei. Adam Shu Olol Lemizdilos. Mistof Aniach Tfila Shem Roish Al Desoro Lo Yanichem Kval Shem Adam Aniach Tfila Shem Roish Al Akoiva Dag Stomach Le Roish Vichasim Pnei Haroyim. Person who has some condition that he can't take off his yarmulke or bandage on his head, and the only way he could put it on his tefillin would be to put it on top of that bandage. Even so, he should still put on the tefillin. There are opinions that hold the tefillin shel roish can be put on even though there's a chatzitza underneath it. There's nothing blocking in between it. Maitzim achloikis. And like we said, he had to take off all chatzitzas. But if you have no other choice, it's better to put it on top of the bandage than not putting it on at all, because, like we said, it's a rashba and other rishonim that holds you all here to the mitzvah. But in respect of a bracha, one should not make the bracha because it's a suffix bracha. Mechibur brings also that even though he's discussing the shel roish, but if he has a wound on his arm, so if the entire upper arm, you know, from the elbow up, is covered with a bandage, then he has a problem. If part of it is open, in other words, let's say even the bottom half has a bandage on, still you can put it on the top half as long as you're putting it on the area that has the muscle on it. Even though the chatchil, we put it on the bottom half. If the whole area is covered by a bandage, so the Maisa Mishabru says, even so, should put on tefillin. Because there are some opinions that hold that the yoytze, even the shel yad, even though it has chatitza. Now, the chatitza is more of a problem by shel yad than shel rosh, but even so, there are opinions that say that even shel yad, you should put it on. So you put it on without a bracha, and you should also cover it up with your sleeve or jacket afterwards, because the drush from yod chod should be a ois. The tefillin should be a sign for you and not for others. So here, even though it's not, there is a chitza between you and it, but if there's a cover on top of it on the outside, it also in certain ways is something specific for you. And anyway, that's good enough for these opinions. Mr. Bill brings, though, there are those saying this is only to put it on a bandage or something like that, which is on the body. But if you have a chaluk, if you have an outer garment, and you want to put it on that, there are already opinions that say you shouldn't do that at all. Even if you can put another garment on top of it. In other words, the chatzitza of the bandage is more buckled to the body, whereas this garment is already something which is an outer garment. Yeah. So you should ask a shayla if that's the only eitza. Reminds me, if a person has a cast, so do we look at the cast as being a bandage, or is it really some regular, the whole other entity? Reminds me, many of the today's poskim say that since this is serving the arm, even though it's a thick thing, it's similar to the bandage, and it's not similar to the shirt or the jacket, which is something which is really outside covering. Alright, we once again ask your shayla. Also, there's a machlokes of place where one should do that. Mm-hmm.